If you want, give a woman half that's with us, she gets a boat. The Yechal Azavim Azavo. Tanya, Rishim ben Loz Omer, Boyu Re'e, Adhechon Portsa Tahara B'Yisrael. Portsa here means in a positive sense how much of a breakthrough, how expansive was the concept of Tahara in Klal Yisrael, keeping in the Hilchos Tumah and Tahara. Shoshaninu, Lo Yechal HaTzoharim HaTzimeya, he didn't say don't eat a Torah HaTzimeya, because that was obvious, because of the Hilchos Tumah. Lo Yechal HaZovim HaZovim Mimtei Hergel Averu. Because of the concern of Averu, but in regards to Tahara, there was no issue, there was no Havamina that a Tahara would be eating with a woman who was a Nida because of the Tahara issue. He had to brother Bryce says further.
I mean, what difference is it? I'm missing something. In other words, if it's a zava with a tahor guy,
so he's
still a problem.
And no, it wasn't even a habit. I mean,
he's still hergal avera.
Right. The same. It wasn't. He wasn't even negated to talk about that because everybody's marked by the tumah and tahara.
Right, but what do you? But I understand the hergal avera part, but I understand what does it add that? Why would you say zava? I mean, you're saying, because then you're isolating the Hergal Avera issue.
Right, they're both Tomei, so there's no Hilchos Tumah and Tahara over here, everybody's Tomei. Right? The Tana couldn't talk about that conversation, and saying that if everybody was always Makban Tumah and Tahara, so he touched the Sheretz, he couldn't eat together with her. You know, it's something to do with Hilchos, you know. You couldn't put a woman who was tummy by the table because she'd make your food tummy. So this is similarly a person who's a porish, which he keeps Hilchos Tumah and Tahara, shouldn't eat with a person who's amoritz who doesn't is not careful in Tumah and Tahara. Right now, both of them are tummy, but we're worried. Shemayar
you talked about Yisrael, right?
Yeah.
In other words, it's this is talking about Ikarit in other words, Zama or it's not. A Zav is not allowed to eat. When you speak to him, I understand Sahara, are you talking about
Chulim B'Tahara
or are you talking about?
Chulim B'Tahara. Porush means eat Chulim B'Tahara.
Okay.
That's the definition of a Porush. Okay, so what's the problem that they're being hezbi margil? So what exactly is the issue which you're worried about? Because the amoritz will be meichel from dvarim tameim. The amoritz because he doesn't tell us some of the harav. The amoritz said that's wonderful, but otu zov parish lav dvarim tameim. Right now he's tamei, so whatever he's eating is tamei. So what is the concern? The concern is he might feed him something which is not ma'usr. Rabbi Omer, Rav Amei Ha'aretz is ma'asrin hein. So even though there's an issur of demai, which is the issur which applies to the food of an amoritz, that itself is only a chashash rabbanon of demai. So you can't sit. No, so the issue over here was Zov sitting down at the table with his food. Zov Porush with his food, next to Amoritz with his food. So you can't eat together at the same table because he might be Michael. Even if he does eat his food, it's only Nisid Rabbanon. Because we have a Rav that says that so it's a Gzera L'Gzera. You don't make a Gzera L'Gzera. The Pasha Zabaya is the only Shitasa that we do make a Gzera L'Gzera. So the Rashi learns. Ella, they can't be the concern. Ella Shema Yehi Rogel Etzloi BeYachilenu Dvarim Tameim BeMei Taharosa. We're afraid that they might become friendly and eat together again, and then he might Michael him something which is Tomei, and that was the problem with Amoratz. Okay, Rashi. Porto is Gavra that it became. It was a strong concept. So a lot of times the word pirsa is a lotion of negative. Over here, it had spread significantly. Shaloshaninu lo yechol hatori mitzameya ibnei ha'erva. It didn't say a man whose Torah can eat with a woman who's anita because of the issue of erva. Fishal hutzucha l'kach. You don't need to discuss that. Shekulan oichlan tchulein b'tahara ho. You already ate b'tahara. Well, you oichlan even the shesayim tameyas. They couldn't eat with their wives who were shetame. So there was no havamina that they could eat together. Not a concern of avera, just there was tumah there. Where says otu zav parish lav tavorim tameyim kocho. Well, haloi kol mago was tame. The zav parish isn't eating things to tame. Everything he touches is tame. So by definition, when he eats something, it's tame. Master and Hain, below Gazin and Xer, Xer. The Rabbi says that saying he can't eat his own food next to an Amoritz is Xer, Xer, because even if he does eat from the Amoritz's food, it's a Moser. Okay, Iboy Lahu. Nida, back in the Gemara. Masha Tishan Imbala, Hibe Bigda, Vahuba Bigda. In general, they would like to get the care of Basar. The question is, can they sleep in the same bed wearing clothing? In other words, the fact that itself, that they're wearing clothing, would act as a hecker that they shouldn't do anything wrong. So Amar Rabbi Yosef Toshma, let's bring a raya. Ha'oif oyle im gemina ala shulchan venu nechol, dibri b'shamay. Shamas, you can't eat meat with milk. This is the Rabbanan. Even meat of chicken, you know, of a bird, you can't eat with milk, with cheese. But the Isser, it's Isser Darbonin to eat them together. There's no, they're not put in Isser to put them, have them together on the table. Karni Bishami. Bishal Armer Loy Oyla Beloy Nechal. You can't put on the table, you can't eat. So not only is an Isser of Nechal, we do not allow them to be together, because that they might come to eat them together. So the Morris would assume that we say the same idea over here. And Rashi points out, theoretically, the Morris could have come back and said, over there was no real hecker. Over here we're saying there was, the logic of the argument was there was a hecker, the fact they were lying together clothed, as opposed to how they usually had done. But the Morris says it's a difference, it's another difference. The Morris says, Shani Hosam, the Lakadeus. In other words, if the Gzera is a person might forget, maybe that's only Gzera when one person is by himself. When there's two people, they'll remind each other. So there's two Deus, there's two opinions over here, there's two people. Hachanam Mistabra, and I'll tell you that this point is true, that Hechad the Igon Deus is shining, when there are Deus, it's shining. The Ketani Sefer, Shimon Gamlilom, Rishnei Achsanoyim, Oichlam Al Shulchan Echad, even if you say you can't have milk and flesh on the same table, but it's two independent people, you could. So two people which are here in this inn, having their meal, one is having milk and flesh, can have it together on the table. So you see, dais are shining. The Mor says, no, not a good sushto. And v'lav itmar lo, didn't we learn on regards to that halacha of Rishim Gamliel? Amr of Kanan Bar Ami, Amr Shumbo. Lashana Elashay Makirin Zez Zez. Of Makirin Zez Zez Asurim. The hetter over there is because each person is eating totally independently from his own food, and there's no gazer, they might come to share food because they have no shachas to each other. But over here, the husband and the wife, Machanam Makirin Zez Zez. But we hear the Makirim Zer Zez, so there's interaction. We're afraid of the interaction. We haven't proven this idea that if there's two people, we're less concerned, that one might remind the other. That we haven't proven. Whether you see that when they're interacting, we're afraid they might both might forget and pass each other. The only case where they're totally independent, so then, you know, okay, that's not a question of day, it's a question I have no shaykh to you. The Mor says, "Hachi hashta hasam deus ika shinu leka." So therefore, the Mor wants to say that over here should be aser, because you see the two people as aser. The Mor says no, and then here's where the Mor says that point we're saying before. Over there, there was the two people. If the makirim says that there's two people, but there's no shinu, there was nothing done out of the ordinary to mimater it. But hacha ikka deyus, because shinoi, over here there's deyus and there's shinoi. So at least the Gemara is saying that the idea of shinoi would work in a situation of deyus. And that's where the Gemara still stands, but potentially that this is mutter. The post can take out of this Gemara though, but the Gemara never contemplated a heter of shinoi without deyus. So the mashal, the person's eating, so the, you know, at the end of the sugya comes out that the heter, the Ran already says, the heter which is passing the halacha, if one person is eating milchiks, one person is eating fleshiks, they have set different tablecloths, they have different different mappas. You're each one's eating on their own placemat, something of that sort, it's considered a heker. But nobody would come along and say, and the person would say, that you cannot be matter. If I'm eating fleshiks on my fleshiks tablecloth, and there's milchiks on the table, that's awesome. Even though I'm not eating the fleshiks on the milchiks on the fleshiks tablecloth, only in the fleshiks on the table, so I'm eating right, but that's not going to be matter, the fact that there's milchiks on a separate thing. It's only because there's deyus and shinui that's matter.
And how old does a child have to be so that it counts for the second day?
I don't know. Probably not too old. You know, probably not too old. Once, I mean, not little. You know, but you say you're eating flesh, you want to feed your kid milchiks. Right, so you have a problem. Yeah, I understand. I don't know. Right. Imagine once the kid is ready, murgle the idea you can't eat multiple places, and he's, you know, understanding. Five, six, four or five. Ikud Amri, some present this conversation in the following way. Toshma, the brilliant Saraya. They want, they were supposed to bring it, they tried to bring it right from the ration, and they were matka from the sefer, and then they said, it's not right, they went straight to the sefer. Shimon Gimel Loimer, Shnei Achsen Noyim, Echol Mal Shulchan Echol, Zeh Boser Vzeh Gmino, two guests can eat both milk, one on the table, one eating milk, and one eating flesh eggs. Vitmer Allah, Amar of Chanan, Barami Amar Shmuel, Loshen or Eloshen Makirim Zeh Zeh. This heter is only when they're not marker each other. Abu Makirin says that they know each other, and there is their friends. There's also, they're also because they might pass each other. Haninami, so the husband and wife over here, is Makirin says that, you know, they recognize, they it's a husband and wife. So well, that should prove, that should be also. So the Mora says, no, it's no proof, because husband deus ika shini leka, hacha ika deus ika shini. In the case of the food, so there's never the two people there. So that creates a potential for reminding each other, which you say doesn't work. But there was no shini, there was nothing done to function as a shini. That's why it's awesome. But over here, in the case of the man and the woman lying together, since they're, normally they would not wear clothing, they're wearing clothing, so there's deyus, there's each other to remind each other, and mikashini, there's a shini. So maybe that's mutter. So we have no proof that who be bigda, but he be bigda from the case of the oif and the green. Okay. Toshma. So the yachal is of him as of. So you have deus, mishum hergalaver, because we're concerned about hergalaver. So Morris says that's not a raya, because again, hachanami deus ikashinu laka. There was a shini over there, and there was no shini over there in the case of eating. And we're talking about the case when they were lying together. It was done in a way which should be was different. It was mashonas, so maybe should be mutter. Okay. Toshma. Pasuk says El Haharim Loy Achal. This person was tzaddik, and he did not rely on his schus of achila from the harim, referring to the avos. That means he was able to stand on his own schus. Vein of lenosel gulei beis yisrael, person was makbid not to be to look towards the avodah zarahs. Beis eshes re'eyo latimei, vel isha nida lo yikrav. Chazal she tarshin eshes tamei lo tomei, you know. He was a big tzaddik. He didn't have to like get, didn't need schus avos. Not only that, he wasn't bezana. Like it's pretty strange construct. So the Gemara makes a drasha out of one, a different place. The Gemara makes a drasha means that he didn't go into somebody else's pranosa. We all know that men are wed to their business, right? So he didn't. But the ma'aseh, the Pshutos HaMikra is referring to the Isra of Znus. And it puts together the same pasuk, the Isra of Znus and the Isra of Nidah. So the Braisa says, Makish Isha Nidah, Ve'eshes Re'ehu. Or sounds like Morris saying it. The pasuk seems to equate Nira to Eshes Re'eyu. Ma Eshes Re'eyu, who be big doy, be he be big doy is Osir. Avishra Nira, who be big doy, be he be big doy is Osir. Shema Mino. So, even though it functions as a hacker, we're learning out from the Pasuk that the Pasuk says that the two, there's a level of equation between the two, so it's going to be us. Now, how do we know by Eishes Re'eyu who be big doy, he be big doy saser? So, Rashi learns because we had the Gemara in Kedushin that Yichud by an Eishes Ish is the Raisa. So, if Yichud by an Eishes Ish is the Raisa, so obviously they can't be together who be big doy, he be big doy. Tosfos understands Rashi to say Rashi is saying we're learning out an Isra Yichud basically. So Hibigda is saying, well, that's an irrelevant point because there's an Isra Yichud. Tosfos says we don't know of an Isra Yichud by Nira. So Tosfos is saying that it's a svara that in other words, even if you would think there'd be a hamun by Ishta Nira to be matter, you're not going to allow. Eishes Ish, you're not going to allow who big to be big to as a heter. They answer Rashi. Rashi means like some level of a if by Eishes Re'eyu we answer Yichud, so Eishes you're not going to answer Yichud, but at least we're going to answer that there has to be some level of a distance between the two of them, i.e. who big to be big to. But the Tosfos understood Rashi. Rashi meant that we're talking about Eishes Yichud. What Rashi's point to Tosfos? Right, the Pashas Rashi. The answer is there are clearly cases where Shaykh who bid the big though, which don't have an Isra Yichud on them. Eishes Ish also.
It's the lesser.
In other words, Pesach Pesuch versus the Rav does not matter who would be the big to, No. Pashas Rashi did not mean to say that. Okay. Tosfos says you come out with a really strange point, then it comes out that. That Yichud, which is also by Nishan Yishus Deraisa, and by Nidah it's Mutter, and the Moran Sanhedrin says, Vesugah B'Shashanim, that they're together in Yichud and there's no Isser. And so Yichud, which is Nishan Deraisa by Nishan Yishus, doesn't apply to Nidah. And Hubi the Behibi Bigda, which by Nishan Yishus, there's no positive that make it Osir, it's a Svora, which means he understands that it's like a Durbanan level, because also you can't do this, it's not a logical thing to do. And we're learning out from a hekish, but to Nida that should be also, which means we're giving it the stamp of approval of a posik that is also. So what's also by Eishes Ish Deraisa is mutter by Nida. What's also by Eishes Ish only if like a swara derabanan is also by Nida Mikir Adin. Says that's like backwards. This is fine. The interesting that's backwards. Okay. So much as pligader pedos. So this we're saying that hubavigda hubavigda zoser is not like her pedos. Why? Damer pedos, The Isser is only Gili Arayis Mamish. Shinemar Ish Ish al Kol Ships. L'Sikrivu L'Galoy Sevot. The Isser of L'Sikrivu is only L'Galoy Sevot.
Does he make the point that there's no, and it's that the other provision is derabanan, or it doesn't exist at all?
So that's Tosis' problem over here. Rashi, where Rashi understands, if there is no iser derabanan, no iser deraisa of anything besides the maisa bia itself. It means even kirav basar is only derabanan by the erva. So then, hubidu hibidu shivimot. Had you learned, this way, Rashi learned, the Tosis doesn't like it. Had you learned that there's an iser deraisa of kravis basar independent of the iser of maisa tashmish, so then we understand the rabbanan make gzeira the next level over, even hubidu hibidu. The Rashi learns. Tosis says that's not mistabrus. It means the Rapidosus and Amora is arguing on the Mishnah of Leichel Zalbim Mezaba that there's no Yisurim Derabana. I mean, you see, they did make Yisurim Derabana. So how do you know over here? How do you know over here from? So the Tosis says that the point is, if you're pointing out that the Raisa level, the only which is also is the mice itself, the Rabbanim would make Yisurim, but in case of there's Deus and there's Shinui, that's where Mistaba, they weren't Mat, they didn't ask. So Zobim is Zobo, where there's Deus, but there's no Shinui, because they're just eating regularly. So they ask it. But in case of there's days and there's Shinui, like who be the big that they would be mad. Had the Isra of Kravel Arayas also been deraisa, so then they wouldn't have been matter days and Shinui, because of Maisa you're dealing with one step up, you know, one step over is the Kira Basar is a deraisa already, they wouldn't have been matter it. That's what Tosis understands the Gemara. Now, which then, if you want to flip it back, means that we which are paskening that we do say it's Osir, according to what Tosis is learning, we have to hold the Kravel the rice is the rice. Right? Which is Mechagas Ramban or Rambam. The Rambam learns that the Raisa, there's an Issa the Raisa of Kreber Larayas, is Issa the Raisa. So anything which is a Maisa of Chibuk, anything which is done derech Taiva between a man and a woman, touching, kissing, hugging, etc., is Issa the Raisa, according to the Rambam. And it was like Xera, the Torah made Xera, a concept of Xera on a Raisa level. So the Rabban came along and said, therefore, the next step over is also. The Rabban, which is not the right, it's not the right. So, it's on the Rabban. Let's get to this a few more times here in the Sugya. Okay, Ula, ki habi also min bei Rav, Ula, he would come home from Yeshiva, habi menashek lehula achva say, abei chadayu, v'armin lo abei yodayu. He would give his sisters a kiss, either on their shoulder or on their hand. The Mor says it seems to be stir and ula, dhamma ula. Ula says I feel a shum kurba usr. Any type of kurba to an arise is usr. Mishum lech lech amri nazira skar skar the karmel sikra. We tell the nazir go away, go away. You should take a longer path around the Kerem. Don't get near the Kerem. So here we say clearly he was learning with, well, clearly. The Ramban brings it right from this line of the Gemara that the Isser of Korva is Osir is only Drabonah, because it's the din of Lech Lech Amir Nazira, which is the din of Xeris. The Rambam learns this Gemara that it means it's Osir based on the concept of you have to make a getter, but the Torah made the getter for you. But since it's all, that's all he was saying. He wasn't saying it's a Drabonah, he was saying there's an Isser of Xeris, there's a concept of a getter, coming to the Raisa level. Do you have a theory in Ullah? Tosis says that the reason why Ullah was matarit for himself, that he knew that by himself it wouldn't be a chashash of here at all, and therefore he's allowed to do it. The more it wasn't, Tosis says, the more it wasn't kosh, lefarish, leharach, lemahoyoysa means the halacha is halacha, and what he did, it means he had a person, it was something which was only permitted for him to do, so more wasn't getting involved in mimazur. We don't have to fare for his ma'isa as long as it's not halacha l'ma'isa. So, the way it's brought down in halacha is that, it's interesting way it's brought down in halacha, that there's not an isser by sisters, but it's mechura dover, it's improper to do. Because theoretically by sisters it's possible that a person doesn't have hearer, but it's like a mi'isa thing that was lost on the Shulchan Aruch, to have kirva to sisters. But it's not also.
Regardless of whether it's the rest of the Rabbanan, it's theoretically possible that he could say this doesn't apply to me.
If you learn it's the Rabbanan, it's a little bit easier to say it than he learned that they didn't make the Xera the people who it doesn't impact. If you learn it's the rice, it's a little bit harder to understand that he can come along and say that. Rashi, Shetishin in Bala, Bimita, they want to lie together in the bed. Kigurin Shehutame, the lek of the Mechim Shum Tahara. And Rashi says, well, you know, why isn't there an issue of she's been Matamahim in regards to Tum and Tahara issues? So the case was he was Tame also. I was one of the Shein by Tahara, or that again nowadays when there's no issue of Tahara, so the only issue is the Isra of Nida. So Michashin and the Hergel Abera, we're concerned about Hergel Abera. Like the case of the Zov and the Zov in the Mishnah. Dilma Kimadika Kera Mitka Dechiria, because there's a Hecker, therefore that'll be a reminder. The Hecker is that they're clothed. It says, Al Shulchan Shen Oichalov Mutulaniach Basar Oivetzakwina, the Beshamay holds you allowed to put chicken on the table next to cheese. So Rabbi Shammai Basu Oif is Becholim is Lav the Rice. Look, as you know, Halo to Achila. So by meat, I agree with you that you can't put it on the table together with, because you might come to eat it together. But by chicken, which is under a button, so they didn't ask for putting it on the table, there you might come to eat. Better Nechalim, but you can't eat it together. Now, the truth is, even that, the Mora says, is only drabonin. Eating cold chicken with cold milk is not. This is dafka derech bishul. So even that is only drabonin. So, but we are talking about some level of gzera. So the rishonim say that the rabbanim say that over there in Kulin, in the sugya, it's kulachad gzera he. You know, one of the ways you get around the issue of gzera is when they made the original gzera, they felt they could expand it as much as they wanted, whatever they felt was necessary. Once Xera was in place, to make another Xera to protect that Xera, that's the problem with Xera. Basil says, you can't even put on the table together, so Shramil also, worse it's us, and worse is no. The difference is over there, Lekadeus. Shnei b'nei Odom, she eskiwas that, said, there's no two people to remind each other. And over here, there's two people to remind each other. So who did Nami? Rashi points out the more could have answered the leka shinui lehekeira. That the point over there is there was no reminder, and over here there's a reminder of the fact that they were clothed. Mio the divit nakat afil deus leka. The more says Rashi says the more's answer that it was worse. Rashi seems to say the lack of deus seems to be more significant than the lack of shinui. So you don't even have deus. There's not even a havina to consider. Morris says, well, two people is mutter, like you see by the Achsanoyim. Morris says, no, Shemakirin. One's not going to take from the other because they don't know each other. A makirin, if they're friendly, so it's potentially possible one will take from the other. It's also so. Therefore, Yishevala nami makirin says Yishevamina the oser. So the husband and the wife, there also is this interaction. So we're afraid that there's a problem. Mor says no. Over there, shini leka she'achlin v'derecha kill. They're eating normally. But over here, ikashina, there's a difference. Shein derech lishan ala b'kirav basar. They used to normally lie together in kirav basar. So here that they're lying with clothing is a hecker. Rashi says, how do we know that? That the derech was a lie with kirav basar. So interesting. You learn the Gemara in Brachas, the more it talks about the issue, halachas of talking, you know, saying Shema together when they're lying together under the bed, you know, it seems like it was a game from a father to a parent to a child, you know, that's how they used to go to bed. They used to go to bed without clothes. Rashi doesn't say that. Kirasib says, Sheirok susoba nasa, Vamramar on that pasuk of Sheirok susoba nasa. So it says share means zekir basar. One shot in the pasuk is one shot in the pasuk share is referring to mazonis. The Mar says a different shot that's referring to kir basar, that they would lie together kir basar. Shem Omer, if the man says yefshi ella hiba bigda v'huba bigdoi, that they only want to lie together clothed, and that's the only way they're going to lie together. So you have to eat in ksuba, mishat the ksuba. Now, part of that's going on in Maisa Tashmish. Part of the more is going on in Maisa Tashmish. The man is the Makbid, but it shall only be done in that oifen. She has a right to say that or either one who says it. So it's grounds for divorce. And then the other one doesn't want that. But Rashi is learning it to someone in general, even without a Maisa Tashmish. Elohorim layachol, perek elah, and nisrofen, besenhedrin, mefarish lay, Shlonis partners b'schus ovis. The more explains what does it mean. He did not need to come on to the schus of the ovis to get his sustenance. Shlohutzich lekach l'fishu tzadik. The person was a tzadik, he didn't need that. So, but the pasuk equates eishes re'eyu to neither. Eishes re'eyu to asalon yichud min aferu. It's an issue of the rise of yichud mikedushin. It says mechicha ben yimecha. The more makes it drasha. That is a yichud deraisa. So we're also the pliga of Rabbi Yosef, the poshet midrash of the haikdua, the iser outer repedos. Rabbi Yosef, who came out of the drush of this pasuk, the iser is arguing on repedos, who says that it is repedos. Excuse me, where is Rabbi Yosef in the Gemara? So Amr Rabbi Yosef Toshmaz, all these Toshmaz. Okay. So Rashi learned. Okay. Gilir Rayas is Tashmish Mamish. This is only the actual mice of Tashmish. Vishar Kurva, a filakir basar is only Mirabana. See, any other type of Kurva is only Mirabana. Therefore, Vahiba Bigda, where there's no kir basar at all, a fila Mirabana like on the Migzer. They didn't make a Gzera, Ligzera, Ligzera. Gzera, Ligzera. Tana de Belio. We learned in the Belio, Yeshiva Belio, in terms of Brisa from the Elio taught. Maisa Batalmud Echod, there's a story, Shana Harbe, Bekara Harbe, he learned a lot of Mikra, he learned a lot of Mishnah, Yeshiva Shemitachomim Harbe, he learned the time, the Svoras, etc. Mumais Bechatzi Yomov, and he died young. Well, he's the Ishtar Natalis Tfilov, Mechazrosim, but I can see us about the Midrashas. She would go around with his Tfilin. Ramad says, Tziva Tara, Kihucha Yecha Baruch Yamecha. Tara says that the Tara is Kayim. So Bali Shoshana Harbe, Vukara Harbe. He learned a lot of Mishnah and Mikra. Mishim Shinachomim Harbe, Vneima Meis, Vechatzi Yomav. Why do you die young? Nobody answered her. Nobody had what to answer her. Pasha, she took the tefillin, because it says the tefillin says the man you bring your mechem. Hamachas nisarachti etzla. So Leo says that one time I was there as an areyach by her. She said over the whole story. The Martilo and Leo was talking, and he says, this is what I told her. Biti, mahu etzlich. How did he deal with you when you were in Nida? Umrli, she said to me, chas v'shol, I feel about etzba katana loy nogabi. He didn't even touch me, even etzba katana. This is actually the source in halacha for the Isra of Nagia to a woman who's an Isha. Mahu etzlech. So he asked her what's when she was doing the time of Libu.
It sounds like it's possible to be misused, no?
Interesting, the person don't construct it like that. You know, he was asking her, did you do anything wrong? He said, I didn't do anything wrong. I understand what you're saying, but they don't construct it like that. Now, b'meilu b'nayach ma'u etzlech. So, in a case where she wasn't a nida, she was a zava. So, a zava needs 7 clean days. So, the minhag was that they had to put on white clothing to be able to keep track if she had any tumah, any dam. So, how was he knowing with her? So, this points out that there was no halachic nafkamina between during May Nidus and May Libun. She didn't go to the mikveh yet. Told him she doesn't go to the mikveh. She's a nida. 10 years later, she still has that din. So what was the havamina? Tosafot says that there was no havamina, but Elio knew that they weren't careful during Yemei Libun, and that's where he was going. Just he presented it in steps. Tosafot brings it. Rabbeinu Tam said that they were noyig to be tovel shtei tefilas. One tefila. Since that which we keep libum al tzchumer derabanan, midaraisa, the only time a woman is a zava is if she has 3 days in a row of seeing dam, not during, there's a calendar which a complicated calendar. So Chavon said, you know what, we're not going to get involved in that. She always did not dine zava.
So at this time that practice had not begun yet.
It had. So since it was only Rabbanan, they were noyeg to do 2 tefillas. 1 tefillah immediately after her nidus period, to take off the tumah d'oraisa. And the second time, after the end of the 7 clean days, to take off the issur d'rabbanan. So here we have a situation where that what happened was that d'oraisa, she's no longer a nida. So that's why they weren't so careful. But Enochami, had they not went to mikveh the first time, so
there'd be no difference.
There wouldn't be like in a half minute to ask a question like that.
Exactly.
That's why the Rebbeinu Tam understands the Gemara.
Okay, that's not
right. Right. Rashi doesn't make any type of mention to that. Right.
Okay.
Is that because of food issues? Like why?
Why would they do that?
Pasha, the
answer is because we there's a machlokes in Allah, we pass the tefillah b'zman mitzvah, which is regardless of the purpose of tashmish. The tefillah b'zman mitzvah just this is Torah said this is the right time to go. You're supposed to go. It's a machlokes in the Gemara. We pass the tefillah b'zman mitzvah. That'd be my guess. Just in general, just the basic point of the calculation of a zava is the first time a woman sees, so this was 7 days she has bit of a nida, no matter how much dam she sees in 7 days, 7 days are up. As long as she stops seeing at the end of before the end of the seventh day, she goes to mikveh that night, and that's it. The next 11 days are called the zman, which has potential becoming a zava. And she sees 3 days, once that's finished, she sees 3 days in a row during that time she becomes a Zavah. She does not lose her status as a Zavah until she has 7 clean days. Once those 11 days pass, and she has not seen, or she became a Zavah and she already gets 7 clean days, she reverts back to a cycle now. Her Nida cycle starts. So if a day 19 she sees, we don't say it's a Zavah issue, we say now she becomes a Nida, she has her 7 days, and that's it. That's the way most Rishonim learn. Which is not so hard to keep a calculation of. The Rambam learns not like that. The Rambam learns, unless she becomes an actual Zavah, it's 7-11, 7-11. So if she sees on day 26, well, 7, 11, 7, day 26 already is 11. You know, it's like she sets a clock in motion. That's her clock. She has to keep track of the rest of her life until she gives birth, or you know, or she becomes a Zava, and then she has to count her 7 clean days. So it's a little more keeping track of that was something which came a little bit. That's around the Chiddush. All the Rishonim arguing. Okay. Anyway, he asks, so what's with this Mei Libum? So he says, Ochel imi, v'shasa imi, v'yoshad imi b'kir b'osr, but I also died to all dabar acher. So, we ate together, we drank together, we lied together, b'kir b'osr, but they didn't do anything more. V'marchilo, so Elio says to the woman, Baruch ha'mokim shahargar, Baruch Hashem, the Rosh Hashem gave him punishment. Shalnosa ponim l'tera. I was going to show him how to learn this line, Shalnosa ponim l'tera. He wasn't careful with the Torah. So the Ramban says, if he meant he was ever minister the Raisa, if the Rambam learns that Kirav Basar is the Raisa, so it's not Shalnosa ponim l'tera, he's Shalnosa aver. Shalnosa ponim l'tera means you were careful with the Torah by creating, you know, Gedor. If somebody says the Raisa, you don't say lost upon the Torah. The Rambam says lost upon the Torah is going the other way around. The Baruch Hashem wasn't lost upon him to him because of the error that he did for all the Torah that he had done. The Baruch Hashem says that's wonderful. You've done all these. You've learned Torah tremendously, but you still deserve to be punished for the error that you did. So lost upon him is going on a Kadosh Baruch Hu wasn't lost upon him the Torah for the Torah of this Talmud Chacham. Shema Torah Balisha meaning Nastu Masola Sikrav. You can't be in a situation of. Now, according to Rambam is saying there's an issur of Lasikra. According to Rambam is saying there's an issur of Bia, and therefore he should have been careful not to be in that situation. Yeah. Kelser of Dimi, Omer, Rav Dimi says that the story was even further. Mitachada Havoy, they were in the same bed, but they weren't even Kirim, it wasn't Kirim Basta, and that's why he felt it was Mutt, and still, that was wrong. Ben Rava Amri, Ben Rava, they say the story was Omer of Yitzhak Bar Yosef, Sinner Mafsik Ben Ola Ben Not. There was Kirav Basar, but she was wearing clothing from the waist down. So that's where they felt it was Mutter. Sinner is like a girdle type of a thing. That was their source of their mistake of Kula. The tefillin was her way to say that says that there's going to be Reba Yomim, the man Reba Yomim, and here this person died young. So, and he, with all of his Torah, he died young. No. She was upset that her husband died, all the Torah that he learned. He says, Gabal Mavel. He was a big tzaddik. He says, so one time he came to me and says, you know, the problem wasn't his tefillin. The tefillin was like, you know, the barber had his comb, you know. This was my siman. He was a big tzaddik, you know. He had the tefillin, which is, tefillin says, if you do Torah, you get long life. The issue wasn't tefillin, per se. Your tefillin was... She came into Beis Medrash and said, my husband is a big Talmud Chacham. His tefillin, he wore tefillin the whole day. He was a big tzaddik. He sat the whole day wrapped up in tefillin, you know, right? So he deserves to, and he did learn a lot of Torah. He deserves to live long, and he didn't live long. That was like the.
So she was during his lifetime. She was carrying the tefillin.
No.
I thought she was carrying the tefillin for
Okay, fine. Rashi on top. Shimon Shmuel Chachamim. The Hasbirat Stumas Hamishnah Metameh. Shimon Shmuel Chachamim was that he would explain the missions which were not clear, or the reasons, the answers, theories. We nikra what we call Talmud. Neither side. Kol Shiva Shariah Rishana. The seven of the first person's first Ria is Nidus. Libunayich is Kegain Zava. Shusiferis Shimon Akim, she has to count 7 clean days. Mishaposka, once she stops seeing blood, she counts 7 clean days. Shihulias Labeshus Lavonim, she has to wear white clothing, Labadika, as a way to check Shematira Batista Sviraza, because this way we should be able to tell if she saw blood, and that would break the count. Minita Tumasab, Vashatabu Mayim, Latvila. He be neither saw it. So she goes to the mikvah, she's a neither. And she needs to derise. The Marbina Nisiya Benida saw Bahabiyosa Tehei Ashatava Bamayim, that she stays as such till she goes to the mikvah, no matter how long it is. The Teres Kahanim, that's a drush in Teres Kahanim. So in Rav Dimi says, Mitachada Havoy, Rechav was a wide bed. Well, a kirbasa, there was no kirbasa Havoy. Mesarva the Shari Bach, they felt that was mutter. And that was still Osir, which would be where Dimi is learning. That was what we had in Amun Aleph, that there's no Heter, who be the Hiba Vigda. Even in the mid. Sinner is Port Sint Shehicha Geris, but she would gird herself with it. It goes from the waist down. So that's why they thought it was mutter. Now, if you learn it was one bed, so it means we're saying that one bed is Osir. Tosfos raises Akasha. You remember we learned back in Sanhedrin with the story of Palti ben Loyish, that Shaul took David's wife, even though he promised to give him one of his. Be killed. Whoever kills Goliath gets his daughter. So we had this whole idea that there was Mekadosher with the Arlis, the whole Shingle Torah, right? So Shaul held it wasn't a good kedushin. He took David Melech's wife Michal and gave her to Palti ben Loyish. Palti ben Loyish was not do anything wrong with her, but the Mor said they lied in the same bed. But the Mor said that even that's also. So how did you know? So, yeah, it's a gvalda godless. He didn't do any, didn't do any bia, but he still did an iser. So Tosfos says either Palti ben Loyish held like Shaul that the kedushin wasn't a kedushin, so the matter there was no iser mikra din. He was just doing midas chasidus. He didn't do bia, as far as he was concerned. Or the case over there, it was Rechava b'yoyser. They were much further away. And it was also pesulfish. The rabbis, there was no isher of yichud. He didn't know where. There was no isher mivav. The person take out of this gemara, just the flow of the gemara before that, from zav is an isher achila. But what comes out of the gemara is that when there's a deus and there's heker, it's mutter. So that's the source for our halacha of heker. It's a husband and a wife when she's a nida, that heker works. Tosfos brings over here that Rashi was not Israel to pass Maftech Miyadal Yadav made Nidusa. Tosfos has discussed that they have a Bakor for that in the Gemara anywhere that it's also. Maybe there's a Rai or not a Rai, but this is the Bakor for the Halachas of Hishata passing. Is this Rashi over here? Tosfos quotes this Rashi here in the Gemara Beis, and whether there's a chloride from the Pesukim or not, the Gemara or not, but that seems, it's passing the law, that still is. So this Gemara, again, I tell you, if you want to ask me where you'd find the sugyas of the Isser of her chokas between husband and wife when she's a nida, you wouldn't guess, because after Shabbos, Dr. Gimel. But this is a source of the other sugyas, other rayas from the Gemara and Ksubas. That's the two places.